It took D'Angelo 15 years to put out a new album, and he did that today, surprising his fans and our reviewer Tom Moon. He says the release, titled Black Messiah, marks the overdue return of an electrifying talent.
There's usually reason to be apprehensive when an artist spends years in the workshop on a single set of songs. The results can seem joyless. Think Chinese Democracy, which took Guns N' Roses a dozen tortured years to finish. D'Angelo spent even more time on his new record. He loaded up some of the tracks with whatever he could find in the audio candy store. Incredibly, the music rarely sounds cluttered or overwrought. As a day must have its sun, and the night must have its moon. Sure must both must rise and fall. I'll be there to see you through. In fact, this album feels downright loose. It's powered by D'Angelo's agitated keyboard jabs, and of course, his low-key, almost subversive intensity as a singer. All of his trademarks are here, including those florid, elaborate vocal harmonies. Alongside the sultry, romantic sounds fans have come to expect from D'Angelo are several songs that address social issues, notably race relations. In a written preamble to Black Messiah, the singer explains that the album title does not refer to himself, saying, "We should all aspire to be a Black Messiah." He references uprisings in Ferguson and in Egypt, and quote, "Every place where a community has had enough and decides to make change happen." You don't hear 15 years worth of trial and error on this album, which remarkably enough is only D'Angelo's third. Instead, the best moments have that late night live jam feeling. D'Angelo worked with many of his longtime collaborators, including the Roots drummer Questlove. Not only do these guys make tricky music sound easy, their intuitive rapport propels grooves like this one into the realm of the transcendent.
The latest from D'Angelo and his band, The Vanguard, is called Black Messiah. Our reviewer is Tom Moon.